Kizavol ela aretz, when you enter the land. So it says, Som tasim alav melech. Asher yivchar Hashem alkecha l'mikara v'achecha. So the Mishnah, the mitzvah of appointing a king, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak, discusses, the Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam, and the Ramban, among others, whether the mitzvah of appointing a king is a chova, is a rishus. Is it a mandatory mitzvah, or is it optional? So in other words, some mitzvahs, you can't do the mitzvahs all the time. In other words, the question is, if you hold it's a rishus, so we understand, after the Jews did the 14 years of kibush and chilul, conquering and dividing, so they should have, if you hold it's a rishus, we understand why they didn't appoint a king and show until much later. But if you hold it's a chiyuv, so why didn't they do it right away? It's an incentive to point out, even if you hold it's a chiyuv, but what does it depend on? It says you have to have a request. It says, "Va'amarta simula melech akol gayim." When if they ask for one, if you don't feel you need a melech, you don't need one. Like there's halacha of mezuzah. But if you don't have a house, so you don't put a mezuzah on until you move into a house. Pidyon haben is peter rechem. If you only have a firstborn son, so there's different mitzvahs that don't apply. That one you'll never get. But if you have a girl, so there's no mitzvah miwa. If you have a son, then there is. So, and it's it right, even according to the Shita that holds it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which depends only if they request it. Kind of like Birkas Kohanim, according to many Rishonim. It's only if you call the Kohanim up, then the Mechayiv to go, but if not, you wouldn't be. So there's a special mitzvah for everyone to write a Sefer Torah. However, in addition, because of the Mishnah Torah, you have to write. It's a mitzvah for the melech to have a second sefer Torah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a drasha. What do you mean, because of es Mishnah Torah? So what do you mean, Mishnah? Ksav she asidu lehishtanos, that the Gemara is telling us, Chazal are telling us, that this mitzvah is going to change. Right? How you write a Sefer Torah. Originally, you had Ksav Lavona, a different type of text. And then when Ezra came back from Golas Babel, Ksav Ashur is from Asher. That's the Ksav we have today. So the Torah is telling me this is a mitzvah that is going to change. You know, different. The different opinions in the Gemara, that's the one we seem to follow. So this isn't the only mitzvah. So this is a mitzvah that already the Torah tells me is going to change. And as well, we have other mitzvahs like this, similar. So the mitzvah of Mila. To Avram Avinu and Moshe and Har Sinai, we're given the mitzvah of Mila. In the beginning of Yoshua, it says, Himol Lachar Shenis. So simple pshat means, it's like we had a national mitzvah the first time before to eat the carbon Pesach in Egypt. Now we're going to do it together now because only Sheva Levi had a bris in the Midbar, so now they're going to do it together. However, the Gemara has a different drasha that they added the mitzvah Priya. And we assume, Mal v'lo para ki lo mal. If you don't do Priya today, you're not Yotze. So therefore, it says, Tainting Mila. Mila was given in stages. And as well, Birkas HaMazon, the Gemara says, originally, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, they added to Eretz Yisrael, and then the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim with David and Shlomo. So therefore, these are the three mitzvahs, you know, already changed. In fact, that could be a discussion that in the time of Ezra was changed. So what happens if you found the Sefer Torah which didn't have Ksav Ashuras, would that be a kosher Sefer Torah or not? So we'll see. So the Rambam, when he writes about the Torah will never change, so these things already happened before the Rambam wrote. The change of writing a Sefer Torah, Ksav Ashuras, Mila and Priya, Birkas HaMazon. He says there's only one mitzvah that will change in the future. That was Ari Mikra. When Moshe was in Eivar HaYarden, he separated the three Ari Mikra. He told Yoshua he's going to do it when he enters Eretz Yisrael. And later on, when the borders are extended, lesser level, we're gonna have nine ari mikwe. We're gonna add three more. So that already was built in. But the other ones also were, but that happened before the Rambam wrote this. So it's a strange lashon. It says here, because of what was Mishnah Torah, I'll save miufnei hakohanim v'halaviim. So the Gemara tells us that what happened, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah. The discussion, did he write it on the day of his death or did he write it the day before? Because we have a tradition, Moshe died on Shabbos. That's why David also says, that's why we say, Sitkas Gat Tzedek and Mincha, they died at the end of the Shabbos. That's why some say you don't learn then. But so others say, well, you couldn't have wrote it on Shabbos, you must have wrote it on Friday. And others say, no. He wrote it on Shabbos, but he wrote it Kuachayat, he wrote it lefty. That was before there was halacha of an Issud Rabbanan. Some people say, no, if you write it lefty, that means it's not Kedarko, it's not even a kosher Sefer Torah, which is then a further debate among the commentators. Can a lefty even write a lefty, write a Sefer Torah? So, but what was the point here? What do you mean, Lufnei HaKohanim V'Halaviim? He gave it, or he wrote it, whenever, and according to the Chasim Sofer, that he wrote it with the Shem HaMefuras, whatever, for the special shame, so he wasn't writing. And the question is the kosher Sefer Torah then? So either way, he gave it over to Sheva Levi, and what did they do with it? They put it into the Makom HaMikdash. They put it into the code. He says, put this away. That's what I think it's called, the Sefer Zara. That for future generations, you want to make sure the Torah is authentic. And they put it there. Of course, the question is, like, what do you mean? We just finished saying that the Ksav changed. So did Moshe's original Torah, did he write, is the Sefer Azara in Ksav Ashuras, or it's in the original text? So that's actually a major debate among the Rishonim. Some say that he did write it in the Sefer Azara. He wrote it Ksav Ashuras because he knew that would make more sense, because then you could go back and look at it. Others say, well, maybe they changed it when they changed that one in the Sefer Azara. In other words, the Shiloh, let's say, yes, please. If he used that Sefer Torah today, that wasn't Ksav Ashuras, Pashas, it would be Pasuch. That once it was changed, so that's it. That would be the question. In other words, that's a general question. It's like if you ate the meat they ate in the Midbar, it would be Pasuch. The question is, if those people who lived before Ezra had it, so maybe the grandfather caused. But either way, so that's what that was a discussion in the Rishon. What is the Sefer Azara? That's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, when they would use the Sefer Torah. Tosis and Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, quotes from Rashi, it was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it was a Din D'Oraisa, the Kohen Gadol read from Acharei Mos, he read with this Torah. And Tosis, that's not the Pshat, it's Hakel. Whatever it is, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, but they took out the Sefer Torah. This was done to preserve the Mesorah, and that's why it was done with Neha Kohanim V'Halaviim. And that's what they point out, the Goman Yomo V'Yira, that it has to be that the king shouldn't become too haughty. In fact, there's a famous Maisa with the Smak. One of the Bali Tosis, he wrote his own list of 613 mitzvahs, and I guess when he finished the Sefer, someone in Malach came to him at night and said, you left me out. And then he tried to go back and figure out what he left out. That even though the Torah says that the Isser to be haughty is on a king, but really applies to everybody. And that's, that's why you have to have it, the king. Woman Yoma, Liyera, Es Hashem, Oka, Wishma, it's called Dibre Torah Zos. And then at the end it writes, and therefore from here, so from here the Gemara learns out, so that it's you give it over to the Malchus goes to Yerusha. In fact, it's a general Malchus, Rabbi Kira, Rabbi Yishmael, when you have a double Lashon. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it's Vashem Ne'adam, doesn't mean anything. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. We're going out Dinim from this special lashon. So we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We learn something. So I'm tossing a lot of melech, and we learn out the din of Srarara. The ger can't go be a king. You know, you could have your own, if you have your own group of gerim, that's fine. In other words, there's a difference also, depends if it's a, it has to be a strara position. If you're just doing a job and you're doing all the work, you're not allocating money or making policy decisions, so it wouldn't be an issue. That would be the question if you're a president of a shul. So are you just there to announce pages and do work, or you have any power? You have any power? So number one. So number one, it's a machokis. We've shown him. Does this only apply to the machos, or does it also apply to other areas of Srarara? So the Rambam writes that it applies to all areas. Som tasim alav melech. Not only to the king, but all halachas of Srarara. And that's where we have Salvechik, since we pass them like the Rambam, so therefore not a woman can only be king, but any, according to the Rambam, any position of leadership of Srarara. So again, so to be a president of a shul depends on what the president does. But if you assume the president has power, so according to the Rambam, it would be a problem. However, Moshe disagrees and says, Rov Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and he thinks it only applies to Melech, but not to other positions of Srarara. And in fact, that's what happened. People attacked Rav Moshe. Oh, because of you, Golda Meir they hired, because you said there's no problem, only a king. I guess the prime minister is not including a king. But Rav Moshe was talking about a totally. Rav Moshe was talking about a case where so to be a mashkiach, it's a job. So a mashkicha you could be. But if you want to be the Rav HaMakshir, so I think someone, the husband died, but the wife is very lordly, and she knew it, so they asked Ramosha. Ramosha said, yeah, he thinks, not like the Rambam, that a woman can have a Srarara job. It just can't be Melech. It's limited to Melech, but not to other Srarara positions. So someone attacked Ramosha. Ramosha said, that nothing to do with me. They didn't ask me, etc. So Mizrahi went to the Rav when they hired Golda Meir and said, like, how could we be part of the government? Zom Tassim Olav Melech, Melech Olav Malka, the Rambam. So what are you talking about? So according to, if you go by straight halacha, then maybe Ben-Gurion was a problem. If you assume Ben-Gurion was an apikoris, so he couldn't be the prime minister either. So don't drain my cup with Golda Meir. But that's some of the issues regarding the Malchus. So you have, number one, the mitzvah of Iksavish. You have the machlokes, whether it's a rishus or a chova, and that's why, according to everyone, they're allowed to wait, because the commandment doesn't begin until you actually get called upon, until they ask you to do it. Then we had iksav shishtano lishtanos, so we have by Sefer Torah, Bris Mila, Birkas HaMazon, and by Ari Miklat. In terms of, and then we had the halacha of putting it away, what the Sefer Azara, what Sefer Torah did Moshe Rabbeinu write, was that Ksav Ashuris or not? And then the issue of Srara definitely applies to a Melech. The question was, does it apply to all positions of Srara? Machokis, the Rambam against other Rishonim, Rav Salvechik passed like the Rambam, and Rav Moshe passed him like the other Rishonim, that it's only limited to a melech, a lomalka, but other positions of Srarara, a woman could have.